contest for one reason or the other, which was not allowed. Ball two. Ball two and strike one. Chalk up a foul over third, two and two. Ball two and strike two. First half of third inning, the score of the Yanks one, the Giants nothing. One man out, Rolf at bat, and the count 2-2. Here we go. Foul back, and the count remains ball two and strike two. After each foul ball, Hornsby tosses a new one to Danning, and Danning whips it down to Mellott. Mellott takes a lot of time before tossing it over to Cliff Melton. Ready again, ball two and strike two. Strike three, foul. Beautiful breaking serve ball across the outside corner to a left-hand hitter, and we have two men out, nobody on. Joe DiMaggio coming up. Cliff Melton has four strikeouts so far. Last time up, Joe popped up to the second baseman. Ball one inside. Exactly pop up to the second baseman. It was a short fly in center field, and Whitehead made a nice catch up. Too high, and it's ball two. Joe DiMaggio is really a picture up there at home plate. Yes, he's really something. Ball two, the count. Two men out and nobody on. It's a long drive going over the left field pavilion, and it's a home run for Joe DiMaggio. That ball was almost over the roof out in left field. Warren, how far was that apple really hit?
Well, it hasn't come down yet, Tom, so we can't estimate. Still going, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, sir, Joe DiMaggio really knocked that ball right out of the cup. Oh, boy. Well, it's 2-0 in favor of the Yankees. Lou Gehrig coming up. You folks who are acquainted with the polo grounds can realize how hard that ball was hit. Just inside the left field line, but it was almost up over the top of the roof, about 1 foot from going over the top. Of course, that's a home run here at the polo ground. If it's any part of the upper deck, it's a home run. That's by agreement of both teams. All right, two out. Gehrig at bat, strike one. It's a ball, too high. Ball one and strike one. Men out, ball one, strike one, Gehrig hitting, nobody on, of course. Strike! Gehrig started to swing, tried to hold back, but couldn't. Followed through a little too far. Now he's asking umpire Hornsby if he won't change his decision, which he does not, and it's strike two. Strike two and ball one. Strike three! Gehrig takes a hard cut and misses. That's all for the Yankees in the third inning. One run, one hit, and no errors. One.
Now, Tom, as though the Yankees are operating on the principle of home run or no count. Merrill Holt hit a rather hard one into right field a while ago, and now you can listen to the clients in center field cheering Joe DiMaggio, who hit what was undoubtedly the hardest drive of the entire series in this inning when he landed his home run down there close to the left field line. That was a wicked blow, and but for the top of the upper deck of the polo grounds, I have no doubt that we would be going away from here and talking about that drive as one of the longest of all time, because actually when it hit the top of the fence, if I may call it a fence up there, the ball was just taking off, as ball players say, and was really gaining momentum when it started colliding with the flagpole and so on out there. It was far and away the hardest hit ball in this series. That puts the Yankees 2 runs ahead, and the Giants are coming up for their third inning now to try and get themselves not only back in the ball game, but back in the World Series. All right, Tom.
One of the peculiar things about it, both the Yanks and the Giants, the entire team went to bat in the first 2 innings. So, last half of the third, we have Joe Moore first up hitting the first ball pitch. It's a popping back and short. Rosetti is waiting. He has it. First ball pitched. Joe Moore hit it. Short left field with Cosetti going back, taking it for the putoff. And don't believe I ever saw a harder hit ball than the one that DiMaggio just hit. Bartell at bat. Strike. He swings hard and misses. It's too bad that blow of DiMaggio's never will be measured to see just how far it would have gone. And smack down the left field corner. Looks like a hit. Oh, it is. It's a base hit. Bartell stopping at first. He went halfway down to second. Holt coming in there fast. Picked that ball up. And he drove Bartell back to first. Mellock coming up. And the fans now are blowing Mr. Ott to tie that old ball game up. Listen to him for a moment. Mellock, you know, is a kid that the late John McGraw brought here to the Polo Grounds at the tender age of 17. And he's been playing great ball ever since. It's the first ball. Pitch is going, 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 going. A home run, a home run in the upper deck. And the ball is high. Listen to it. And, oh, man, that ball was hit to not as hard, perhaps, as DiMaggio's. That was in the same spot that the home run was hit earlier in the game by Merle Holmes. And the score is all tied up. It's a new ball game. And we have Ripple. Jimmy Ripple coming to bat. One out, nobody on. Yes, sir. You can hear the roar of this crowd for a mile around the Polo Ground. It's really a ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Really a ball game. I wish that you were all here. It's one out. Ripple at bat. Ball one. It's a high fly ball going into short left field. So Duddy backing up. He's under what he had. Ripple hitting a pop fly into left field. That DiMaggio, Hogue, and Cosetti all went after. Cosetti finally turning in the put out. It's a ball game, I'll tell you. Two men out. Last half of the third inning, the score is all tied up. 2-2. Three home runs so far. Hank Lieber coming up. Hank's big, heavy set, blonde, right-hand batter, and the center fielder of the Giants. Gomez delivers. It's a strike call. And the rumble of that crowd can still be heard. Inside. And the count is ball one and strike one. Last half of the third inning. The Giants at bat, two out. The score is all tied up, 2-2. Strike over the outside corner. Ball. Strike two and ball one. Hank didn't exactly like that, but he shook his head. Walked about 10 feet out of the batter's box, getting a handful of dirt. Ready to go, the windup. Strike two and ball one. The high foul fly. Gary going over fast. Looks like it's in the box. It is in the boxes. Now remains strike two and ball one. Quite a scramble for that ball over there in the boxes and back at first base. Strike two and ball one, and we're ready. Tip ball back. Never went through the web of Bill Zickey's glove. Still looking down at it. It's strike two and ball one. You folks that are home this afternoon are really missing something. Linda should have came out. Strike two and ball one. Here we go. Long drive going out of the center. DiMaggio's after throw. Under it. He catches up with it. Makes the catch for the third out. Two runs. Two hits, all tied up, and through your loudspeaker now comes Warren Brown.
Tom, I'm beginning to suspect that I shouldn't have said anything earlier in the afternoon. First, about the scarcity of World Series home runs this year, and second, about the fact that those that we did see having no effect on the ball game. We're not only getting plenty of home runs this afternoon, but every one of them that have been hit so far, and there have been three, that had a decided effect on the ball game. And much as this crowd thrilled to the homer by Hogue, which put the Yankees in the lead, a homer by DiMaggio, which added to their lead, I think all those present got their biggest kick out of the one that Mel Ott just hit, since there was a man on second on base at the time, and the two runs coming in enabled the Giants to come from behind and haul even with the Yankees. So that, as Tom pointed out to you very quickly, it is again a ball game, and far and away the most exciting game of this 1937 World Series. All right, Tom, they're ready to go again.
Well, let's see. The Giants have made 5 hits for their 2 runs. The Yanks have made 3 hits for their 2. Single and 2 home runs. Giants have 3 singles. Double in the homer. All right, ready to go. First half of the fourth inning, and it's all tied up 2-2, and Phil Dickey at bat. Cliff Melton pitching. Here we go. Ball one. That ball was over the plate, but too low. Last time up, Phil Dickey struck out. Here it is. High foul and back of the plate. Danning coming back. He's under it. He ought to get it. He does. Out. Phil Dickey fouling out to catcher Danning. Well, the home run hitter, Merle Hope, coming up. Merle's a right-hand batter. Last time up, of course, he had his home run, giving him 6 hits out of 17 times at bat. Melton's first delivery, inside, ball one. First half of the fourth inning. The Yanks are batting. Score 2-2. One man out, nobody on. Ball one on the hitter. There it goes. It's a long drive to left, but this time Moore is over near the wall and makes the catch. Ball was hit in a good spot, ordinarily a base hit, but this time Joe Moore was playing over there close to that 360-foot sign there and ran over against the billboard to make the catch. Georgie Selkirk at bat. Last time up, George bounded out. Whitehead to McCarthy. 4 hits out of 16 trips to the plate. Ball one. Change of pace, curveball, sort of a sweeping thing that came at the batter and then brushed inside, but not quite enough. And it's ball one. Strike. Beautiful fastball right down the alley and belt high. Ball one and strike one. Two out, nobody on. High foul ball between third and home. I believe Danning will take it. Otis in there. Danning takes it. That's all for the Yanks. That was quick. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Warren Brown.
Tom, I suppose you've noticed in that inning that Melton seemed to be faster than he was at any time in the ball game. Those 3 hitters, one after the other, all failed to get their bats around, as the saying is. Ball was past them before they got a good cut at it. And the result were those pop flies, 2 of them to the catcher, and a sort of a soggy one. Really, I think Hogue hit that ball on the handle. It went out into left field. That is a good indication that Melton is still a very strong pitcher. And I think this is really a remarkable thing on his part, because after all, 3 appearances in 5 games is a lot of work from a pitcher. On the other hand, up to the present time, the Giants seem to be hitting Gomez, I'd say, steadily, certainly more steadily than they did when they first faced him over at the Yankee Stadium in what now seems like the long ago, doesn't it, Tom?
Indeed it does, and we're going into the last half of the fourth inning. That score is all tied up 2-2. We have McCarthy, Johnny McCarthy leading off, Harry Danning second, and Whitehead third. Gomez, the first pitch, strike called. Sharp breaking curve ball that Johnny pulled away from and broke over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Here it is. Ball outside. It's 1-1. Last half of the fourth inning. Johnny McCarthy leading off for the Giants. Strike 2. Johnny waved at that one. Fast curveball over the outside corner, and it's strike 2 and ball 1. Strike 3. He waves at that one. Took a very beautiful cut at it, however. Didn't miss it by very much. That's the third strikeout of the afternoon for Gomez. Score the Yanks 2, the Giants 2. Last half of the fourth inning, 1 out. Danning up, hits the first ball. It's a foul over in the boxes and back of first base. Strike one. Lefty Gomez taking his time before the next delivery to Harry Danning. Now we're ready. It's strike one, you know. Ball inside. Ball one and strike one. One man out. Winding up. Ball outside. Ball two and strike one. Snyder and Luke doing the coaching for the Giants as usual. Lefty Gomez pitching. Ball two, strike one. Strike two. The roar from that crowd was from the fact that Harry Danning was fooled on that pitch and looked awful bad swinging it. He swung late and swung at least a yard over that ball. That is sometimes caused because the batter strained out, guessed the pitcher. Foul ball in the box is over and back at first. Ball one and strike two. Appearance of that swing, Harry was expecting a sharp breaking curve ball. Instead of that, Gomez stuck it over the outside corner about belt high. Two and two. Tip ball back. It remains two and two. Now it's two and two. The score is Giants two, the Yankees two, and we're in the last half of the fourth inning, and we have one man out and nobody on. Harry Danning twisted himself a little bit and swinging at that ball. He's standing out of the batter's box.
Now he's ready to go again. Two and two. It's a long drive going out to right field. But it's foul. Foul by only a foot.
Danning was all the way down to first base. That ball hit the top of the scoreboard in the right field corner. That was up over the 294-foot sign. It was a ringing line drive. Everybody jumped to their feet expecting the ball to drop over the top of the barrier out there for another home run. But it hit only inches from the top and only about 1 foot foul. Harry is taking a lot of time coming back from first base. The ball was hit like a shot out of a cannon. When we go again, it'll be ball two, strike two, one out, and nobody on. Here we go. There's a line smash over in the boxes in back of third base. It's a foul. There's anybody over there trying to catch that ball, I'll tell you. Harry's got his eye on the ball. It's two and two. Gomez winding up. There we go. High foul ball coming back. Dickey coming back fast. He has it. That was so close to the stands here that we had to wait for the roar of the crowd that time. We couldn't see it, so we have two out, nobody on, and Burgess Whitehead coming up. Two men out. Whitehead coming up. Last time up, Whitehead had a double. Last half of the fourth inning. Giants batting. Score is two and two. They have two men out, nobody on. Ball one. That ball was over the plate, a little bit too low. Seems to be getting just a little darker now than it was at the start of the game. That wind is raw and cold. Ball two. Whitehead started a swing at that, and this time he was able to hold the swing back. That's the first time in the series, as we remember, that the boys started a swing and were able to hold it. 2-0 the count. That's a shot to right, but it's foul. Now one of the groundkeepers out there comes up with a little Charleston after that one, shivering from getting out of its way. Groundkeepers are sitting right out there close to the foul line in the right field corner. It's ball two and strike one. Ready? It's a long smash to right field, right at Georgie Selkirk, and he takes it belt high, a line drive that he never moved for. That's all for the Giants in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Mr. Brown.
And because, Tom, there was no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody on base, obviously, it was a pitcher's inning rather than a hitter's. I have no doubt that the darkness of the afternoon has some effect on the swinging. I think some of the boys that have been batting down here have taken almighty cuts at pitches that ordinarily they must let go by. Some of them they've missed by several feet. Some of them have been bad pitches. And it's really dark, and at the present time there is a little sprinkle of rain starting to come down, which I dare say will add to the confusion in a very short order. The Yankees are coming to bat again against Cliff Melton of the Giants. And, Tom, I guess maybe you better come in out of the rain, go to work, huh?
What do you mean, come in out of the rain? Our microphone is right out here in the open at the Polo Grounds over at the Yank Stadium. Undercover, but over here it's right out the open, so you'll hear the pitter patter of the rain hitting the diaphragm of the old mic when we get going. Dewey, you get your fireman's hat. Well, we can take it. Ready to go. First half of the fifth, it's 2-2. And push him up, Tony Rosario is at bat. Last time up, Tony struck out, called out on a ball that Melton had over the outside corner. Inside, ball. Ball one and strike one. First half of the fifth inning, Mazzelli the first batter up. There's a high fly ball going deep. Going out, out. Bieber going back, way back. He doesn't make the catch. Mazzelli is round at first. Mazzelli is round at second. Here's the relay. Whitehead goes out, and Mazzelli stops at third base. A mighty triple from 450 feet from home plate. Back of that bat, Ripple, the right fielder, Lever, the center fielder, set sail for the ball, but Ripple, or Lever, neither one of them could catch up with it, and it landed out there just about 1 yard from the barrier in left field. That's about 450 feet from home plate. The ball was really hit. You've really got to hit them to get them over that barrier, and then it's about 12 feet high after you get to the furthest extent of the line between home plate and center field. Tony Rosario is on third base, and we have Gomez coming up. That's the fourth Yankee hit of the afternoon. Cliff Melton was taking a lot of time before tossing that first ball up to lefty Gomez. The infield are going to move in, of course, trying to cut that run off Rosario. Mazzelli is on third base. Nobody out. The score is tied, 2-2. Here we go. The line drive and the base hit. Pushes Whitehead, got his glove hand on that ball, but it was hit like lightning, and it's a base hit in the center field, and Lazzari scores from third base. The Yankees of the American League 3 and the Giants of the Master League 2. The result of Lazzari's triple, and with the infield drawn in, Lefty Gomez swung hard and hit a lightning smash that second baseman Whitehead just barely got his glove hand on and batted it out into center field. It was hit so hard that if it had been right at him, it probably would have knocked him down. First half of the fifth inning, nobody out. Gomez is on first, and we're delayed for a moment while Lefty Gomez, the Yank pitcher, gets his sweater on. He's got it on now and all buttoned up, and we're ready to go. Up comes the top again, Frankie Crosetti. No hits out of two times at bat. One hit out of 19 times at bat in series. It's a strike called. Fastball right down the alley. First time up, Frankie flies to left field. The next time up, he found it out. Hot to McCarthy. Here comes the high fly ball into short right field. Ripple coming in fast. Willie Aroney is coming in. Nice running catch by Ripple. Came in on the dead run, and he's getting a nice round of applause. He was playing rather deep for Frankie Crosetti. Frank dropped that ball in the short right field with Ripple off with a crack at the bat and coming in and taking the ball at top speed. One man out. Lefty Gomez is on first, and red ball for left-hand batter coming up. Red has a single and struck out on two times at bat this afternoon. Six hits out of 19 times at bat. It's a strike call. Sharp breaking curveball that Roth pulled away from. The ball broke over the inside corner for a called strike. Outside, and it's ball. Ball one and strike one. First half of the fifth inning, the score of the Yankees of the American League 3, the Giants of the National League 2. One man out, Gomez is on first, Rolf at bat, ball one, strike one. It's inside, ball two. This boy Cliff Melton, big gangling youngster, takes a lot of time walking around out there just as cool as a cucumber. Very nonchalant. A stretch. Outside and the ball three. 3-1. Harry Danning, giant catcher, walking all the way up the pitcher's box now before tossing the apple back to Melton. Mel Adams walking in partway to the pitcher's box from third base. And the count will be ball three and strike one. A little drizzle of rain continues. Very high wind. And it's still just as dark as up. Ball three and strike one. Gomez on first, one out, we're ready to go. Ross hitting. Inside, ball four and he walks. Jesse Gomez is passing to second. And Joe DiMaggio coming up and getting a nice round of applause. Listen to it for a moment. All right, boys, on first and second, one out, the stretch, and here it is. Outside, ball one. The fans here are not sitting back in their chairs half asleep this afternoon, I'll tell you. One man out, boys, on first and second, the stretch, here it is. It's a high infield fly ball. Everybody's after it, looks like it's an automatic out, of course, but Danning finally makes the catch. Well, it's on first and second. The infield fly rule is a problem there. Two men out. In other words, it would have made no difference whether or not anybody caught that ball. We're in the fifth inning. You know, we have two men out now. The score 3-2 in favor of the Yankees of the American League. We have Galloping Lou coming up, left-hand batter so far this afternoon. Lou drew a base on balls and then struck out. Gomez is on second base. Rolf is on first. Here it is. It's a ball. Sharp breaking curve ball. It was too high. Mighty Lou Gehrig leaning over that plate there. That's a left-hander, you know. Waving that bat up and down. Here it comes. He swings and misses. Strike one. Ball one and strike one. That was a pitch inside. Not better high that Gehrig tried to pull. Runners on first and second, two out, ball one and strike one. Mighty Luke Gehrig at the plate. And here it is. There it goes. It's a base hit in the right center field. Lever going after the ball. Gomez is round at third. Rolf is round at second. Here's the relay. Rolf round at third and had to slide back. It's a two base hit for Gehrig, sending Gomez across the plate. Rolf stopping at third. Gehrig getting a double. The Yankees 4 and the Giants 2. Gehrig is on second. Rolf is on third. Phil Dickey at bat. Pretty fast fielder by Lever out there. That ball was hit right in the hole between left and center field. Lever going over there fast to take that ball on the run. He got it back to that infield plenty fast. This boy Rolf is a speed merchant. All right, Dickey at bat. First pitch wide, ball one. Wide sweeping curve ball. It was about 4 feet outside of the plate. New York Yankees 4, the New York Giants 2. First half of the fifth inning, two out, runners on second and third. Phil Dickey at bat. Lever and Ripple playing very, very deep. Here comes inside, ball two. Merle Hope coming up next. Have made three hits and have a base on balls this inning. Ready to go again. Melton took a lot of time before delivering this one. It's ball two and here it is. Ball three. Trying to keep that ball over the inside corner to Phil Dickey. That first bag unoccupied, he probably won't give him anything too good. Strike. Curve ball at this time. He caught the inside corner, and it's ball three and strike one. himself is standing in third. Gary Gunn second. Ball four. Ball is 20 wide of the plate. Now we have the bases loaded and the home run hitter, Burl Hope, coming up. That's the second base on ball this inning for the Yankees. Now we have a play at every base. The score is 4-2, you know, in favor of the Yankees. First half of the fifth inning, two men out. Rolfe on third. Gehrig is on second. Dickey is on first. Hope, right-hand batter, is up. Cliff Melton, giant pitcher, turned around, looked in the outfield for a moment. Left-hander warming up out there for the Giants. Here we go.
High foul ball. Standing is going over fast. He is under it, and he has it. That's all for the Yankees in the fifth inning. Two runs. Three hits. Two bases on balls and no errors. At the conclusion of four and a half innings, the score, the Yankees of the American League 4, the Giants of the National League 2. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Manning speaking to you. I've had the pleasure of broadcasting the first four and one half innings, and the last four and a half will be sent to you through the medium of the voice of Red Bob. This is the fifth game of the World Series between the Yanks and the Giants, being played at the Polo Grounds in New York City. It's being sent to you over the combined blue and red network of the National Broadcasting Company. And once more, we pause for station identification.
This is station WMAQ, Chicago.
Back in the NBC booth at the Polo Grounds as we are ready to go into the last of the fifth inning. Cliff Melton is slated to be the first hitter up for the Giants. As for the second time this afternoon, the Giants in this very crucial ball game, which may mean the series or may mean a continuation of it, find themselves two run behind. Early in the afternoon, after the Yankees had hit two battering home runs, the Giants came from behind 2-0 as Ott with Bartell on first and one out in the third hammered a home run for the only Giant four-master of this 1937 Fall Classic. And now as the Giants come in from the last to the fifth, they are again behind by two runs as the Yankees have turned on more power, getting two runs in the top of the fifth. It is 4-2 in favor of the Yankees. Melton slated to hit first, last to the fifth, and then the top of the order, Joe Moore, who has by one the most base hits of any player in the series. But it looks as though Melton will not bat. Apparently there's going to be a pinch hitter coming up. And it is Blondie Ryan who is going to be first up in the last of the fifth inning. Blondie Ryan, who hits right-handed, who was the talisman, the good luck charm of the Giants on an earlier pennant campaign in the National League, who made famous the cry, "They can't beat us." And it's Blondie Ryan coming up to the plate, his first appearance in this 1937 World Series, hitting right-handed and first up. Lefty Gomez pitches. Ryan takes strike one, call. A sharp curve down on the inside, just above the knee. Gomez, an easy swinging stretch. Dickey comes out of his crouch. Pitches low for ball one. One and one. It's rather customary for balls to be given ahead of strikes, and we've bowed accustomed. One and one. Outfield is straight away and not particularly deep in center. DiMaggio pulled him fairly close, closer than usually plays. The pitch swung on, lifted high and foul into the seats. Back of first base. Not one and two as Ryan is behind. Ball one, strike two. Melton, after five innings, is finished. Melton, in those five innings, gave up four runs all earned on six hits, struck out five. Here's the pitch. High outside. The count levels. Two and two. Melton walked three men. Had a great deal of stuff, but he made a couple of pitches with the Yankees singing their theme song, "I Like Mountain Music," got a hold of. Ryan swings and misses for strike three. Lefty Gomez strikes off Blondie Ryan, first up in the last of the fifth inning. And that for Gomez is his fifth strikeout of the afternoon, achieved in four and a third rounds. It is 4-2, favor of the Yankees, who have won three games already. The Giants, behind two runs, have won just one game. Joe Moore, who has the most hits of any player in the series, is up batting left-handed. Takes high up above the peak of his cap. Ball one. Gomez fastball failed to sink at all. Dickey walks a couple of steps out in front of home plate. Returns to lefty. Lefty working as usual in quick movements. Looks down, takes the sign. Without wasting any further time, delivers. It's inside, up against the letters, and Moore leans back from it. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The outfield is pulled a little around toward right. However, Hogan left is staying straight away as Joe Moore hits to both fields. Joe chokes that bat. takes inside again. He's ahead 3-0. Gomez shakes his head. You say, I don't like that. This is the kind of a ball game that anything can suddenly pop up in, apparently. Gomez pitching 3-0. Gets it in there for the automatic strike. More taking, of course. 3-1.
The pitch is swung on and the line drive pushes safely out of the center field for a solid base wrap. DiMaggio takes from the third bound, throws into second to Lazzari, and Moore with his eighth hit of the series. Sharp line drive, clothesline single into center field, holds on at first base. That's hit number 6 off Gomez. And up now steps Dick Bartel, who has one blow this afternoon. He dropped a fly ball single in the left field in the third inning, just ahead of Mellott, who had that home run in his system, which he finally got out. Lazzari, crafty infielder, one of the brainiest players in the game, comes up from second, has a brief conference with Gomez, talks to him a little bit, no doubt, about how to pitch to Bartel, a right-hand hitter. Moore leads off first. The pitch to the plate is swung on and fouled high and deep and back of third. Ross comes running over, Stewart right behind him, and it drops into the seat. In amongst the spectators, about 3 rows back. We'd like to comment upon the fine World Series that's been done by the umpires. We're very, very alert, running down the foul lines, running after plays, keeping up with the ball, on their toes and hustling all the way through. Both league presidents can be very proud of their arbiters. Accidental foul back to the Giant dugout. An outside pitch. Bartel took that puzzling half swing, tried to check himself, couldn't get his bat out of the path of the projectile, and sliced it back foul. Now Dick's behind, nothing in two, no balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Joe Moore on first base, a very fast runner, and the Yankees lead 4-2. Time is called, but Gomez throws anyhow, so disregard the pitch. Bartel steps out of the box. Umpire Ormsby of the American League, back of the plate, call time. Gomez not seeing the umpire's outstretched right palm through anyhow. So the pitch doesn't count. Still nothing in two. Bartel waiting, takes high. Now it's 1-2. Going up above the bridge of Dick's nose. Who pulled a couple of steps around toward left. Crizzetti and Lazzari make it up between them. Who's going to cover second should Moore come down? Gomez delivers to the plate. Bartel swings, drives the fly ball out into left center field. DiMaggio goes back, waves Roth out of the way and makes the catch. Hogue out of the way and makes the catch. That's all for Bartel. The thunderous applause, which is now echoing through the stands, is for Melvin Utch, who puts a World Series crowd into its highest state of hysteria so far this fall when he walked up to the plate in the third inning with Bartel on first and hit that home run to put the Giants back on an even footing with the Yankees. And now Art is coming up for his next appearance after that homer. 2 men are off. Joe Moore is on first. The pitch to Art outside. All one. Gomez apparently is not going to give Art anything he can pull toward right field. Field is toward right. The pitch is swung on, rolled down to second. Lazzari picks it up cleanly. The throw over to Gehrig. Hot is out. So ends the last of the fifth inning. And the score stands the Yankees 4 runs and the Giants 2. Here is Warren Brown.
And Gomez in that inning, after getting away to a slightly bad start when Joe Moore got his base hit, certainly pitched his way out of whatever trouble might have been coming up. Incidentally, Joe Moore is apparently on his way to become the leading batsman of this 1937 World Series. So far, he's batted successfully in each of the games that have been played to date. The right-handed pitchers or left-handed pitchers don't seem to make much difference to Joe. And most of his base hits have been very solid ones, line drives through or over the infield. Because of the fact that Blondie Ryan was used as a pinch hitter in that inning, the Giants will have to start another pitcher. And coming in from the bullpen now is a man who looks strangely like another left-hander, Al Smith, who will probably take up here. I would call your attention, too, to the fact that Melton, in the other game he started, which was the second game of the World Series, went just about as far as he did today, although in his first game he was driven out. And in this game, he was taken out for a pinch hitter. All right, Red, perhaps you want to describe some of the activities of Al Smith out there, where he's digging in on that red clay mound preparatory to see what he can do to the Yankees.
Thank you a great deal, Warren. Stocky little Al Smith, who has been used primarily as a relief pitcher his entire tenure with the Giants, is now throwing down to Harry Danny. Mellott
very cool, has come over from third and is standing on the third base edge of pitcher's mound, watching Smith and talking to him as Smith is working out the last kinks in that left arm of his. And standing aside from batter's box and watching Smith also is George Selkirk, who will be first up in the sixth inning for the Yankees. He'll be followed by Lazare and then by pitcher Gomez. There's the last of the warm-up pitches, and it's thrown down to second base. Whitehead takes it, puts it over to Bartell, and Bartell walks it back to the mound, stands talking to Smith. Selkirk steps in, left-hand hitter. Melton has just gone out of sight, up into the clubhouse. Finish for the afternoon. Now Bartell goes back to his post short. The outfield pulls around toward right. Bartell moves a couple of steps toward second. Right side of the infield as the steps are moved over toward right. Selkirk swings on the first pitch. It's a sharp line drive foul high up into the upper deck of the right field stand. Selkirk pulled that one a couple of feet too much. A solid smack. Going right after Al Smith, the relief pitcher for the Giants this afternoon after his first pitch. Now Selkirk back again. He's twisting the handle of the bat around vigorously in the palms of his hands to be certain that he has a firm hold on it. Smith, duly warned, now is ready to pitch again to Selkirk. Delivers. George takes a dip-to-do curve, low inside after almost going after it. Ball one. One and one. Formsby is behind the plate this afternoon for the American League. Barr is at first. Basil at second. And Stewart is at third. The umpires, the same assignments this afternoon as for the first game of the series.